Discerning God's will. What does God want from me? How can I find out which decisions to make in life? How can I be certain that the decisions I make are in keeping with God's will? These are questions that you may have mulled over from time to time, especially when you come to a crossroads in life and you wonder what to do next. St. Ignatius of Loyola developed a method for answering these questions, which has been used for centuries by Christian men and women to navigate a way through the decisions of life and make sure that whatever we decide is in keeping with God's will for us. Doing the will of God depends, first of all, on our own disposition. How much do we really want to do His will? If He asked us to do something difficult, would we still be prepared to do it? Discerning and doing the will of God depends on this open and trusting disposition. And unless we are all in, we don't really have the right attitude to discerning God's will. If, for example, we have already made a decision in our heart and are simply looking for God to confirm that decision, then that's not going to help us. In order to prepare ourselves to make a decision, there are certain things that we should do. We should attend the Eucharist as often as we can. The Eucharist is the place of encounter with Jesus, and it helps us to be open to want to do His will. Similarly, reading the Bible, especially the Gospels, is a real help to knowing how God thinks about things and being in tune with His plan for your life. Also, we should try to find a space in our daily life for prayerful silence. Silence allows us to be open to hearing the Lord. We should seek spiritual direction. If you don't have a spiritual director, is there a friend who is spiritual and faithful to the Christian way of life whom you can consult? Journaling is a good way of recording what the Lord has been saying to us in prayer, and it can help to go over our notes from time to time. But say we are open to God and we have made these preparations. How do we work out what God wants from us? It's worth saying that St. Ignatius's method for discernment refers to situations in which we have to choose between two goods. In other words, two morally right choices. It goes without saying that if the choice is between something moral and something immoral, we should always make the moral choice. St. Ignatius proposes three ways or modes for discerning which of two good choices we should take. The first mode is when you have what he calls clarity beyond doubting. This is when you have complete confidence that a particular choice is from the Lord. A specific choice is shown to someone, their will is drawn to it, and they are absolutely sure that it is truly God's will. This is not the same thing as choosing something that you're really attracted to, because bear in mind that your disposition should be a willingness to do anything that God asks of you. If the first mode is not present, then you should move on to the second mode, which he calls attraction of the heart. Here, Ignatius talks about spiritual consolation and desolation. Consolation is when we feel God's presence in prayer and are aware of His love in a strong way. Desolation is the opposite. It's when we do not feel God's presence, when we feel discouraged spiritually, and when we feel a move away from God. In this second mode, Ignatius advises us to be aware of which choice we feel attracted to and which choice we feel repelled by. When you are in desolation, which choice do you recoil from? Which choice displeases you the most? That may well be the choice that God is asking you to make. Conversely, when you are in consolation and feel God's presence, which choice are you attracted to? That may well be the choice God is asking of you. If one or other of these experiences happens repeatedly, either an attraction or a resistance to a particular choice, then it may be a sign of which option corresponds most to the will of God. This is a kind of simplified version of Ignatius's modes. However, there's a lot more on spiritual consolation and desolation in St. Ignatius's rules for the discernment of spirits that explains how this dynamic works. It's worth going through those rules yourself in more detail. If the will of God does not become clear by going through either of the first two modes, then the third and last mode for discerning the will of God comes into play. Ignatius calls this third mode the preponderance of reasons. Essentially, in this mode, you weigh up the pros and cons of each choice in terms of the spiritual benefit. What are the advantages and disadvantages of each option? Which option has a preponderance of reasons why you should choose it? But it bears repeating. The reasons should not be based on material gain, social advantage, increased publicity or influence, or any other worldly consideration, but on faith and the greater service of God. The question we should be asking is, which option will lead to God's greater glory? That is, which option will serve to make God known and loved more in human hearts? Ignatius offers a few pointers to help with discerning the third mode. First, we should clarify what the options are. Next, we should make sure that our disposition is ready to accept whatever God's will is. We should ask for God's help in moving our will towards the right choice. Write down the advantages and disadvantages of each choice. Then we should actually take a deep breath and make the decision. And lastly, we should ask God to confirm the decision that we have made. Another way Ignatius suggests for approaching the decision as to what the will of God is to ask a few questions. If it were someone else who had to make the choice I face, what would I advise them? If I were at the end of my life on this earth, what choice would I wish I had made? And when I come before God on the day of judgment, what choice will I wish I had made? There is, of course, a way in which we can work out whether we've made the right choice according to the will of God. We can look at the fruit of our decision. If we have gone through this process of discernment with good will, with the right disposition, and being open to whatever God wants for us, we can be sure that whatever we decide will work out for the good. God will not abandon us if we make a mistake, or remove his protection from us, or allow the consequences of any bad decisions we've made to collapse upon us. Remember the words of St. Paul in Romans 8. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. God loves us and is on our side. He will not hide his will from us if we seek him honestly and with love. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you are not a God who remains hidden. You want to communicate your will to me. So I ask you to reveal to me what you want me to do in this life. Give me a willing and open heart. Give me a heart of love that desires only to please you and to do your will. Guide my decisions and show me which choices I should make in order to best please you and carry out your will. Amen.